you should know about a very wicked imp.
His name was Sartar.
Strange visitor from interplanetary space who has arrived on Earth to fight for the cause of...
Sick shit!
Just 19 years ago this very day, he came to us.
Covered with beautiful feathers.
He's been our joy ever since.
Ever since then, I always wash myself
in chocolate and
human feces.
Who wants to be handcuffed and covered in human feces?
I do.
Well, actually, so do I.
So do I. And he knows I do, too.
It covered my whole body.
You need to cover your children with
800 pounds of human waste
and gravy.
I like it.
This was so cool.
What I've been into for the last 15 years.
Has anything else been inserted into your anus?
Hydrox cookies and cocaine.
Now, if you walk through a toy store...
Naked as a jaybird.
Then I will grant all your wishes.
That's what I was doing when you came over.
Are you ready to take your pants off?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Within the industry, it is a joke. It is looked down on.
Well, all the jokes can't be good. You've got to expect that once in a while.
But of course, that's what you'd expect.
A convenience store in Plano, Texas.
But I did not expect to see...
A very beautiful girl with large breasts.
And what was she wearing?
Clothes with patches on them.
Have you ever had the desire to cast off your clothes?
And straight away, her rags disappeared. And she was...
Naked. And unashamed.
Wow, look at the tits!
Notice the cameraman behind the bush.
So you're surprised, huh?
She blew one, two...
Stop, make her stop!
And on and on and on, she kept on...
She couldn't stop now if she wanted to.
She covered her mouth and nose.
You're letting all the gas out!
The clear air out here.
Look at this mess, she yelled.
It's just some shit.
Shoot her.
All right, I will.
The monster cried.
Nice work.
She's dead. Another victim of that monster.
There's no monster over here.
Yoink! It's the monster.
Another fierce monster was creeping over the ledge.
Hi, I'm Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas.
And when Dave came into the king's tent, he said,
"You know, it's an old face in a hamburger.
Made of cobras."
"That's enough, Dave.
I want to be alone."
And he blinked his eyes in amazement as he
polished his engine.
At first, Kay was enjoying himself.
Jerking off again.
Make yourself comfortable, Jack.
Off till tomorrow.
What's it worth to you if I rub him out?
A brisk rub down
before Jesus came.
A white sauce should be made first.
You bet it will.
Dad, there's some white stuff on the floor.
I will lick it up and mop it up with my tongue.
Oh, gross.
Gross.
Oh,
gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Gross.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Gross.
Yeah.
I rather like it.
He fell dead.
Fantastic.
I like that, but there's something else.
Grandpa really loved
to choke prostitutes to death using his penis.
If it had a mind, you could reason with it.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I remember thinking how odd it was.
But most Americans prefer
being romantically involved with
Johnny Mathis.
I'd rather have Jesus.
I love him in an unnatural way.
I guess you could say we have a sex life.
But he also never misses an opportunity to talk about the true source of fulfillment that he's found in Jesus Christ.
He gave us full, complete sexual pleasure.
He proceeded to take all of his clothes off and get completely naked.
It made their hearts swell with pride.
He smiled
and kissed Jesus.
And they're having sex.
Yes, we are.
Jesus loved me.
Here again, Jesus said in verse 19,
I love you. I loved you the moment we met.
And Jesus said to his disciples,
let's have sex.
They would say, yes, Jesus.
The disciples knew that they had found the right man. We won't have any trouble finding the right man.
No one has ever seen him before.
He was almost 10 feet tall and so terrible that everybody was afraid of him.
Jesus said,
I'm required to kill, so I kill. That is enough.
He's a fucking asshole.
That guy really gets on my nerves.
But if you know Jesus, you can boldly say,
look, I don't know you. And I don't answer to you.
Jesus gave the men some strange directions.
Think of your arms and hands like a pair of scissors with an imaginary pin through your wrists.
Jesus taught the people many things God wanted them to know.
Such things as coming to the table
with machetes,
pushing for him to kill one of his parents.
You bastards can't push us around. Now, you get out of here. I'm warning you.
He retired now happily
to North Korea,
the family plantation which he had inherited with the death of his half-brother,
Johnny Mathis.
What will happen when this majestic event takes place?
Well, that's the sad part of this whole thing, John.
No way, you big phony. Beat it.